Okay, so in the bottom of Kufiyut Tes on the base, two lines from the bottom. And the Gemara had just brought, had a discussion about Ein Maftirin. The mission itself says Ein Maftirin Achar HaPesach. And the Gemara had brought in the opinion, in the name of Shmuel, that Ein Maftirin Achar Matzah also, in addition to Pesach, you also can't eat any of the other foods after the Matzah. So Gemara says, let me bring you a riot. Name a Messiah. Maybe perhaps the following serves as a support. Hasuf Ganim, which are donuts. See the two lines from the bottom.
No, I know, but what we're saying. So we're trying to prove that matzah also is that after matzah you're not allowed to.
Exactly. Ein maftir achar matzah as well.
Right.
So it says the
Gemara, in our days, meaning that.
Okay. Right. Now that there's no current Pesach, we have the matzah in place of it. Is the same thing applied to matzah? That was Shmuel's kiddush. It does apply to matzah. You can't eat any dessert after matzah, after the afikoman, what we call it. The Gemara says, name a Messiah. Let's bring the support for that idea. Hasufganiyim, which are fried dough, donuts. Vadushanim, things that are cooked in honey. Vahiskritin. What are iskritin?
Mean rakik ash. Achar shebid, achar shebalilato, rachameo.
A very thin layer that's been fried. Adam and Malik, Kriso Mahen, a person could fill himself up on Pesach night with all of these things. Who bilvad, so long as sheyochel kazais matzah b'achrona. As long as he eats matzah all the way at the end. B'achrona in, barishona lo. He has to eat the last thing, but doesn't need to eat the first thing. So you see from here that when eating when do you have to eat the afikoman on the nighttime? You don't eat in the beginning. You eat afikoman all the way at the end. Nothing goes after the afikoman. So this seems to be a support for Shmuel that ein maftirin achar hamatz also. Again, our mission said ein maftirin achar pesach. You can't eat anything after matz, after pesach. Shmuel came along and says you can't eat anything after matz even. This price serves as a support because it says that matzah shouldn't be eaten in the beginning. And the last thing you eat has to be matzah. Okay? So the Gemara says, no, it's not a raya. Lo mi boy kamar. It's one of those things that you need to say. Lo mi boy barishona dekachol teavam. Certainly true that in the first time when you eat matzah in the beginning, remember the seder is you eat matzah, maror, you have the whole suda, and then you have matzah again at the end. Certainly in the beginning you have to eat the matzah for the mitzvah because that's what you're eating the teavam. That's what you're really eating to fill yourself up as your meal. That certainly has to be eaten. Maybe they're going to say, if you also eat, in addition to eating the first time, you also eat matzah later on, maybe that's going to be eating through achilas gasa. And achilas gasa, when you eat way too much, overindulging, is not considered an achila. So maybe it tells you you shouldn't eat achila second time later on, matzah second time. Kamashmalan, you're also allowed to eat matzah later on. But what comes out from this riot is that the ideal matzah is really eating the first. The first time you're eating matzah is the first time you say have motzi matzah. And you eat the meal afterwards. So you see, you are allowed to eat after matzah. This does not serve as a raya for Shmuel's idea that ein maftirin achar matzah. That's how the Gemara gets out of it. So it's not a raya.
I don't understand. This whole thing is going on the sefganim. It's not going on the matzah. And he's making a whole limud about matzah.
No, the Brice is telling us you can eat all the things you want during the whole meal of the Lel Seder.
Right. As long as you don't eat it after.
As long as you eat the matzah afterwards.
Right, as long as the matzah is the last thing you ate.
It sounds like you only eat matzah at the end. You don't eat matzah in the beginning like what we do. There's no matzah in the beginning. What happens is, you say Kiddush, I don't know, you have maror, let's say, and then you eat the meal and eat matzah later on.
Why would you think that?
Because since the...
Because the attention on this brush is going on the sukkanim, it's not going on the matzah. It's just that what it's telling you is, listen, you think you wouldn't be able to eat sukkanim during the Seder, but no, I'm telling you, you can, as long as you eat matzah later, it's not going on the matzah.
But they're making a tzik, well, why is it stressing the idea of eating matzah later on? Why doesn't it tell us anything about matzah in the beginning?
Because it's telling you that you can eat sufganim as long as you end up with matzah. It's not telling you, it's not going on the chiyuv of matzah.
Well,
the whole
I guess that's what the Gemara's response is. That no, in Echanami, matzah rishona is also yosi matzah in the beginning. But the chiddush was about something about the matzah achrona, but no reflection on matzah rishona.
I don't get because the brass is very clear. Very, very clear that you can only eat these things as long as you eat matzah afterwards. Black and white.
Okay, but if there was an idea that you are allowed to be yotzei your matzah in the beginning, the Gemara feels it should have mentioned that. Something about eating matzah by Rishona. The fact that it completely leaves it out seems to indicate that matzah is only eaten at the end and not in the beginning. Okay. Then the Gemara says, Marzutra Masni Hachim. Marzutra had a following the whole discussion we just read from the beginning of yesterday's daf, really. And the end of yesterday's daf, that is. He has a little bit of a different gear, so I'll read through this one quickly. So Marzutra Masni Hachim, he had the following version. Amar of Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Maftir Nachar Matzah Afikomen. You can be maftir, you can eat other desserts after the matzah. Name a Masaile, maybe bring the following as a raya. Ein maftirna, our Mishnah is going to be the raya that we read yesterday. Ein maftirna achar Pesach avigomen. Achar Pesach, only after the Pesach you can't eat any other foods. Aval achar matzah, but when matzah is your last thing, when matzah is in place of the Karim Pesach, maybe maftirna you are allowed to eat. Where it says, no, you can't bring a raya from our Mishnah. Lo mi boi kamar, lo mi boi achar matzah de lo nafish taima. You certainly can't eat after matzah, which doesn't have a very strong taste. Certainly, anything you eat is going to ruin the matzah. That doesn't need to be said. It's obvious you can't eat after the matzah. The chiddush of our Mishnah, though, was of Alachar Pesach, Emelo. But the Pesach, which has the shawarma, has a very strong flavor to it, Emelo. Maybe you the chiddush wouldn't apply, meaning you can eat dessert afterwards. Kamash Mala, no, even after the Pesach, which has very strong flavors, you can't eat anything afterwards. Mara asks, Maisvi, let's bring you Akasha.
Right, don't say, but this is a proof that after matzah, you're not allowed, according to this mandama.
You are not. Well, it just rejected the raya. It's not a proof, meaning a proof is only something that's vada, that you could only read in one way. So Gemara wants to read it in one way as a proof, and then it's a no, you could really read it in another way as well, so therefore not a rejection,
but
it's not a proof.
But in both cases, you're not allowed to eat anything after the matzah.
No, the first way we read the Mishnah was only after, the Mishnah only mentions Pesach. Implying, but after matzah
right,
you may.
Okay.
So then Gemara says, Meisive, let me ask you a question from the brayso we just brought a few moments ago. Hasuf ganiyum vaduf shaniyum vayskritin odom imalakrisom en bilvatsha yochal kizayis matzah b'achorna. You can eat all these foods, the donuts and whatnot, the leil seder, so long as you have the matzah, the last thing. The tachorna in, b'rishon alo. You only have to eat matzah at the end. But matzah in the beginning, you can't. Sounds like it's a rejection. Shmuel says, this version of Shmuel says, you can eat after matzah. This brayso says, you can only eat matzah the last thing, but you can't eat matzah in the beginning. Says the Gemara, Lomi boy, Kamar, Lomi boy, but Rishona, the Achila Tavon. No, of course you'll have to eat in the beginning, the Rishona, the first thing you eat is matzah, because that's the real Iker Mitzvah Matzvah, when you eat it, when you're hungry. But at the end, when you're eating the last thing, matzah, all the way at the end of the meal, so then maybe you shouldn't eat it, because it's achilas gasa, and achilas gasa, overindulging, is not considered achil in halacha. Maybe you shouldn't. Come to Bryce to tell me that no, you can, and you can still eat matzah all the way at the end. Okay, so two different versions of Shmuel. Do we say you can eat after matzah, you cannot eat after matzah? We paskin, you cannot eat after the afikomen. Now they point out from this Gemara that
there is no final proof that after the matzah you're not allowed to eat.
Yeah, there's no final proof, exactly.
But we hold that you're not allowed to.
Right. Yeah, you see the note here. By the first one, Eim Aftirin Acher, Amat Avikomen. It doesn't mention it here. Now, they point out, the Poskim point out a very obvious point, I think. I think we all realize this point, but Poskim do address this, that when it comes to Leil Seder, since you're supposed to, the last thing you eat is Afikomen, Afikomen to a certain extent is one of the most important things of the meal, you shouldn't eat it Bachiyas Gasa. We're stuffing our face. We have how many kizesim of matzah, and then maror, and then korech, and then our mothers or wives bring out all this food to eat, and it's like 11:30 at night by that time, and you're eating chicken soup, and then you have all this meal. We're stuffed, and after coma, we're just like struggling to get matzah in our mouth. The post can point out there really should be a very small meal at Leil Seder, because otherwise people can't eat afikomen, a normal achila. I would venture to guess 75% of people probably eat the afikomen as achilas gasa. People are really mamish, so full. Okay.
Is the Gemara saying here that you could be yotze even if it is achilas gasa, or is the Gemara saying that you may have thought that there's a problem because you may come to eat achilas gasa, but we're not concerned with that?
Right, so it's a little difficult, unclear what exactly we're saying with the achilas gasa point. There's a large toast, a couple toast discussing these ideas, is which the ikar mitzah is. So let's say you want to say the ikar mitzah is achrona, then it makes sense. I mean, the question is as follows. Now we have two eatings. We eat in the beginning, as we do Leil Seder, and we eat the Afikomen at the end. Which one's the Ikar Mitzvah? If you say the Ikar Mitzvah is the Afikomen at the end, so this makes sense, because if it's the Ikar Mitzvah, you can't eat your Ikar Mitzvah as an Achilas Gasa. But if you say, the Rashbam, I think, says that the Achilas Rishona is the Ikar Mitzvah. I'm already owed to the mitzvah. Who cares that my Afikomen is Achilas Gasa? So I'm not sure exactly how he gets out of it, but that's what the Rishonim try to figure out. But again, if the Ikar Mitzvah is the Achrona, then that makes sense why you can't eat Achilas Gasa.
No, above
three. Achilas Gasa in Halacha is not viewed as Achila.
Correct.
Period. So it's strange to me if the Gemara is saying here that you may have thought we should be concerned because you're eating Achilas Gasa. Kamash 1, you could be Yotze with this Achilas Gasa.
No, I think he's saying, though, we're not concerned it's going to come to a point of Achilas Gasa.
Right.
In terms of Achilas Gasa, I think there might be a steer in the Gemara now that you mention it, whether Achila Ide Dechak Shme Achila. There's a Gemara Baba Kama that says one thing, and I think the Gemara Shas points out another place in Shabbos that Achilas Aydechach, whether it's called Achila. In terms of Achilas Gasa, would be considered the same type of category, I think.
We're assuming that Achilas Gasa means as soon as when that kicks in, anything you eat after that point on is not Achila.
Right.
Is it possible to say that once you've been eating, not Achilas Gasa, now it becomes Achilas Gasa? Does that mean that everything you've had could be invalidated as Achila?
I don't think so. If you say that, your whole meal, if you eat everything together, doesn't discredit everything.
Then it would go back to the matzah.
My guess would be not, but I don't know. Maybe you could say that way. I didn't see it. It's possible. I see the svar that you're saying. That now your entire ma'is achila is viewed as a achilas gasa. You view everything from beginning to end. Maybe I don't know. Interesting shita to look for. Okay, now says the Gemara, I'm a Rava, around halfway down or so, matzah bizman hazed deraisa. Nowadays, we already saw this Gemara, this is the line at least, nowadays matzah is still deraisa, however, mara is derabanan. Maisha mara dichsev, why mara is derabanan? Dichsev, the pasuk tells us, amatzah zmarom yuchlu. So, matzah and mara are eaten along with the Karban Pesach, so mara is connected to Karban Pesach. Bizman dika Pesach, yesh mara. When there's a Karban Pesach, then there's a chiyah mara. Bizman de leka Pesach, leka mara. When there's no Karban Pesach, there's no mara. Mara says, what do you mean? The matzah nami ksiv. The pasuk also says matzah, and matzah is Romeo Chlu. So Gemara says, you're right. But there's a second pasuk that says, matzah mihadar hadar bekra. The pasuk, another place, returns and says, clarifies, be'erev tochel matzos. Says, no, you still are supposed to eat matzah on Pesach, independent of the Karban Pesach. So there are two psukim when it comes to matzah. One in the context of Karban Pesach, linking the two, and another one saying matzah is independent. So that's why Bizman has said matzah is deraisa, and mara is only derabanan. So this is very interesting, the question. Tzafnes Panach, the Ragachev has the following question. He says, earlier we had an opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon told us that Nashim are pater from Karban Pesach. But Nashim are also Chai Midiraisa in Marah. So according to this opinion, Nashim are not connected, Marah and Pesach are not connected for Nashim. According to this, he said, so Bizman Hazeh, Nashim Shavachiv Diraisa Marah. For the men, the pasuk tells us there's a connection between Karban Pesach and Mara. If there's no Karban Pesach, there's Manazah, which there isn't, of course, Mara is also only the Rabbanim. But women who never, according to Rabbi Shimon at least, women who never have a connection of Mara to Pesach, because they're never Chayiv in Pesach, it's only Rishus. But they are Chayiv in Mara, so Manazah, women should at least have a
Chayiv in Mara. And there is no Chayiv in Mara because of Chayiv in Matzah.
Exactly, the whole connection, exactly.
Right.
That's the question he has. So he says, based on the Tosfos in Kedushin, which he says, there are two psukim when it comes to matzah. There's one pasuk that says you're chayv in matzah bizman hamikdash, when you're chutzlarts bizman hamikdash, and there's another one you're chayv bizman hazeh. So he says, why do you need two different psukim? Once you have a chiv bizman hamikdash of matzah, nothing changes shelo bizman hamikdash, since matzah is not connected to the Karban Pesach at all. So who cares? Bizman hamikdash, shelo bizman hamikdash, it's just one chiv. So Ragachev proves from there that even though it might not be dependent on the Karban Pesach, the time period of the Bizman HaMikdash to the time period of Bizman HaZeh are two completely different time periods. So though women might be Chayv and Maror, Bizman HaMikdash, even though it's not dependent on the Karban Pesach itself, Bizman HaZeh is still a completely different time period and you can't learn one from the next. That's what he proves from this Tosfos and Kedushin. Okay. Now, according to this, the Sefer Pesach HaBayis, I saw a quote in the back of the Masifta, he had the following question. So we see Maror is dependent on Karban Pesach. If there's no Karban Pesach, Maror is only Dirabanan. What about the other way around? Let's say it's Pesach dependent on the Maror. Let's say Bizman HaMikdash, we have the Karban Pesach, there's no Maror available. Would you say that Karban Pesach is not Chayav Midiraisa? Would you say it's also dependent in the other direction or not? So he pulls a Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs, which explicitly says it's not true. Maror is dependent on Pesach, but Pesach is not dependent on Maror. So Bizman HaMikdash, if a person were not to have Maror, he would still have a Chiyav Karban Pesach Deraisa. Okay, back to the Gemara now. The Gemara says, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, however, argues in Amar Echad Zev, Dirabanan. No, even Matzah is considered Dirabanan. Even Matzah is dependent on the Karban Pesach. You have to eat the Matzah, you eat the Maror, along with the Karban Pesach, so they're both Dirabanan and Bizman HaZev. So according to Rav Acha, Ela Haksiv, Haksiv, Be'erev Tochlu Matzos, what's he going to do with the pasuk that says Be'erev Tochlu Matzos? That on Erev, which you know is a reference to Pesach itself, even though it calls it Erev, we won't get into that though. So on Pesach itself, you have to eat Matzah, independent of the Karban Pesach. So he responds, Rav Acha would respond, Hahi, that pasuk mibayle l'tamei v'shehaya b'derech v'cholka. It refers to those individuals who can't perform the Karban Pesach that year. The Sakadai Techamina, you would have thought, Kevin de Pesach lo achli, Matzah maror nami lo nechil kamashmalam. So we already had a pasuk where Acha says, Pesach and Matzah now are also connected. So these people, the Tamei, the person who is Derech Rechoka, who cannot perform the Karban Pesach that year, so since for them there's no Karban Pesach, maybe there shouldn't be Matzah maror either for them, because it all depends, they're completely connected. Kamashmalam, no, they're chayv. That the Chiyav Matzah Maror depend on the possibility of bringing the Karban Pesach. Since the Tamei and Hayav B'derech Rechoka live in a period where Karban Pesach may be brought for people, for the Tzibur, even though they themselves are technically disqualified for this year, the Matzah is a Chiyav for them. That's what Erev Tochlu Matzah
means. Right, but the fact that the Torah disconnects the Matzah from the Korban, we can also use it for everything else already once it's not connected. Meaning, once it's disconnected from the people who are Tamei, then it's, you can say it's a separate mitzvah, and it's still midiraisa. I mean, this answer doesn't say that matzah in itself is midiraisa.
Well, no. So
in a way, it's a bigger proof.
No. So let's say we have two psukim. One connects matzah to Pesach. One doesn't connect matzah to Pesach. So the question is: so what do you do with the pasuk that doesn't connect it? You could learn it one of two ways. Either that it tells me about every generation. There's always a chiyav matzah deraisa.
Or
this particular, but only no. But it says no. It only exists for the generation who has a Karban Pesach. But for the individuals who cannot perform the Karban Pesach that year, it's specific to that generation. And in that generation, such individuals would be chayav matzah, even though they're not bringing the Karban Pesach. The matzah is independent because the two psukim, I guess, are habahatalia. You first need the Pesach and Pesach and matzah to be connected in that generation, meaning that there's a Karban Pesach, and then you could allow individuals. Be'erev Tochlu Matzos, individuals could also eat it, even though they don't have a chiyav carbon that year. That's how Rav Acha learns the pasuk. And Rav Amalecha, Rav says,
what do you mean that year? There's no Pesach Sheni.
No, there's a Pesach Sheni, Ein Echanami. But if you live in a generation where there's Karban Pesach is being brought.
That's a Hollywood. The Hollywood is that even though this person has to do Pesach Sheni, the Pesach Rishon, he has to eat matzah, right? That's the whole.
This year.
You're right. I guess you're not a global, but for that particular that day of the year, Pesach, exactly. Yeah. Right, you're right. Rava Amar Lecha, Rava says, Tamei v'shehaya b'derech rechoka lo tzarech kra. What do you mean? They don't need a pasuk. The lo garam me'aril ben nacher. They're no less than any of the person who doesn't have a bris milah. The tanya kol ariel lo yochal bo. Ariel, person who doesn't have a milah, cannot eat it. It refers to Karban Pesach. Bo ino ocha. He doesn't eat the Karban Pesach. About ochav b'matzah mara, other things he's allowed to eat, namely matzah mara. So once an Ariel and Ben Neikar does eat matzah mara in that year, certainly a person who's tamei derech rechoka, who does have a bris milah, who has a technical problem that he can't make it or became tamei, that he cannot, he certainly can eat the matzah mara. So that avails an extra pasuk for Rava, mainly erev tochlu matzos, come to teach me something else. It teaches me that a person bizman hazeh is chayv in matzah deraisa. V'idach. So, what's Rav Acha going to respond about this pasuk? Seems like a very good proof that once an Ariel is chayv matzah, certainly a Tamein Derech Rechoka should also. So he says, "Ksiv b'hai v'ksiv b'hai v'tzichi." No, you need to teach me both of them. You cannot learn one from the next. It's not a kal v'chomer. You can't say just like an Ariel's chayiv, kal v'chomer, derech hachokas, osos chayiv. They're both independently needed to be proven.
What is
Ariel, the one who doesn't have a mila. Shalom maho. So what's the tzichi? Why do you need to teach both independently? So you look at the Rashbam. This is five lines from the top of the Rashbam. It says, "Ksiv b'hai v'tzichi." You need to teach me that a Ariel's chayiv and matzah independently, and then a Tamei Derech HaChokas Chayiv independently. What's the Svara? The Tamei Vishya Hayab Derech HaChokas, says the Rashbam, Lo Yalof Me'arov Benecha. You couldn't learn them from each other. Deha Is Le Tashlumim Le Pesach Sheni. Because Derech HaChokas and Tamei have a Tashlumim and Pesach Sheni. So maybe you're going to think, so they won't eat matzah this time, but the second time around, they'll eat it during Pesach Sheni. But, however, an Ariel doesn't have a second chance. An Ariel, a person who's an Ariel during Pesach Rishon, does not do Pesach Sheni that year. He's completely exempt from any Pesach. Hilkach lo yochal matzah b'rishon ad sheyashal Pesach Sheni. He should wait. V'yikayim al matzahs rom yochalu. Ariel b'necha din hu sheyochal matzah b'rishon. That makes sense. However, the Ariel should eat matzah during the first Pesach. D'halo achlu b'sheni, because he's not going to eat it during Pesach Sheni. So that's why you need a special pasuk to tell me Derech HaChokah and Ariel are Derech HaChokah rather than Tamei are chayiv in it. And the other direction, v'kasa rachmona ba'arev tochel matzos. Let's say it said only erev tochel matzos. And hava mokmina le ba'arev b'necha, I would have simply was referring to that pasuk by an arev b'necha, the less le tashumim. Aval tamim v'derech rechokot, is le tashumim lo l'chai b'rishon. V'kasa rachmona tamim v'sherev derech rechokot. So Rashbam goes to the whole long discussion here that you need both psukim to teach me arev, that they're chai b'matzah independently, and then a tamim and derech rechokot are also chai b'matzah independently. The Gemara says, Tanya Kavasa di Rava. There's a brisa that supports the viewpoint of Rava. Sheshish yomim tocha matos. So v'yom ha'shvi atzer slashem elokecha. Pasuk says, 6 days you eat matzah, and the seventh day you stop. So what does it mean, the seventh day you stop? So Rashbam says, actually let's first read, I guess, the continuation. Mashvi rishus, just like the seventh day of Pesach, is a rishus. Right, so why is it a rishus, says Rashbam, shvi rishus. Dichsev v'yom ha'shvi atzer. What does atzer mean? Atzer, stop. Loksiv tocha matzah, done to eat on the seventh day, to stop. Sherei otziu min haklal, removed it from a klal. So just like the seventh day, now since it says at Tzeres, which tells me that it's only reshus to have matzah, you don't have to eat matzah. Av sheishes yomim reshus, all other 6 days, which is in that same pasuk, is also reshus. My time, what's the reason? How does the seventh day indicate, prove anything about the other 6 days? So heavy davar shahyab b'chlal v'yotzu min haklal. It's a klal. The klal says you have to eat matzah the entire week of Pesach. And then v'yotzu min haklal, there was an exception. Shvi became an exception. Shvi says atzer, so you're supposed to stop eating, meaning there's reshus on Shvi. And the concept is, so v'yotzu min haklal, l'lamed comes to teach me something. Lo l'lamed atzmo yotzu doesn't come to teach me when Shvi is excluded and singled out. It's not coming to teach me only on Shvi. L'lamed atklal kulo yotzu, it's coming to teach me about the entire klal, the entire week of Pesach. So when Shvi is only reshus to eat it, v'meila, the entire week of Pesach, there's only reshus to eat matzah. Yachol af laila rishon. Rishus, maybe you would say. So Shvi came to be singled out. So it should tell me about the entire Pesach. Even the first night should only be reshus to eat. Tamalomer al matzos merom yochlu, so that you're supposed to eat matzah merom. When's your achiv? The achiv is the first night. Every other moment of Pesach, it's only reshus. So ainli elabiz man shvi sem mikdash kaim. I only know because the pasuk of al matzos merom yochlu is talking about eating with the carbon Pesach. I only know there's a chiyum matzah first night when there's a carbon Pesach. Mizman she'ein beis hamikdash kaim, when there's no beis hamikdash. Minayin, how do I know there's a chiyum? Tamilomer be'erev tochel matzos because of kava chova. Be'erev tochel matzos, it makes the first night as a chova, even mizman she'ein beis hamikdash kaim. That's according to me. This is a support for Rava that there is a chiyum bizman hazeh of matzah midderaisa.
Wait 1 second, something doesn't happen. But we just said be'erev tochel matzos. Went on the people who are b'der chokka.
That was according to Ra'ach only. This price was coming to support the opinion of Rava. Uh-huh. So we see from this Gemara here that the first night's a chovati matzah, the rest of the week is only reshus. So what am I going to say?
The Gra,
exactly. Famous Gra, the Maaser Rav brings down from the Gra that he said, you're right, there might only be reshus to have matzah the rest of the week, but there's a kiyum. Each time I eat matzah, I get a mitzvah. Kiyum mitzvah is matzah. I don't have to eat it, but I should choose and try to get more mitzvahs. Why not? So the truth is, this is really a cheskuni. Exactly. Very good.
Not the graph.
Right.
No one quotes Bashir.
Just do off to me.
When, you know, you've seen this stuff.
You used to do the same thing that he did.
I did, but not in this field, and I couldn't hack it like Adam was able to. So the Cheskuni says, it's really Cheskuni who says this, that there's a kim of Chias Matzah every single day of Pesach. Now the Gra also explains that's why there's a p'tur of that the custom that those who have the custom not to wear tefillin on Chol Hamoed. So there's a large discussion why not to wear tefillin. The reason is you don't wear tefillin is because why don't you wear tefillin on Shabbos? Because Shabbos is an os, tefillin's an os. You don't have two osos together. So why don't you? It's not a question. I'll mention the question I had in that in a second. Yontif os. Yontif is an os. So you don't wear a tefillin, which is an os, on top of another os. Question is, what it serves as an os? So the Tosfos Menachos, I think it's there, that says the ma'aseh mitzvahs that you do, eating in a sukkah, eating matzah, is an os. So according to this Gra, who says, and the Cheskuni, that you get a key mitzvah each time you eat matzah, so there exists the os of matzah even during Chol Hamoed. So since there's the os of matzah exists even during Chol Hamoed, that's why you're patur from wearing tefillin even during Chol Hamoed, because the os...
So we put tefillin, we are not chayev. We don't have chayev on matzah. We
don't have, we don't have
mitzvah on matzah, not chayev.
Right, so if you were to wear tefillin, so then you either would say that no, the fact that it's only kiyum is not enough of an os. An os is only when there's a chayev. So that would be problematic with sukkah, though.
One thing for sure, you shouldn't be eating matzah while you're wearing tefillin.
Right, that's true. Don't eat matzah while eating tefillin.
All right.
Just a food for thought about os. So we say two osos, you can't wear two at the same time. Tefillin and Shabbos, they're contradictory, you use one or the other. Though the Bris Shabbur brings down, when it comes to Bris Mila, you're supposed to wear tefillin, because Bris is an os, tefillin's an os, so you should wear them at the same time. During Bris Mila, after davening's over, keep the tefillin on. Everybody should keep the tefillin on, that's what the Mishabur writes. But that seems to be, according to what we say normally, you say, no, don't wear an os.
Right.
So I'm not sure. I once spoke about this, I had a whatever answer it was, but... I think it's a good question. Now the truth is Rivash, by the way, the Maggid of Rum explicitly write that there is no ki mitzvah of matzah during Pesach. Only the first night. There's a chiv. There is no ki matzah the rest of the week. Now the Baal Mor has a following question. Baal Mor says, why don't we say a bracha each time you eat it during Pesach? Now it seems from the Baal Mor, I never saw anybody say this, but I think it's pretty clear from the Baal Mor. He also assumes that there's a ki matzah. Ki mitzvah is matzah. Otherwise, what's the question? So he says, why don't you say, al achiyas matzah every time I eat matzah during the week of Pesach? So he doesn't say there's no ki mitzvah. He assumes there's a ki mitzvah. But why, when it comes to Yeshiva Sukkah, he says, each time we go to the Sukkah, we do say a nubracha? That's his question. So he says, because when it comes to achiyas matzah, you don't have to ever eat. You can make it by through the entire Pesach. Other than the first night, you could eat anything else. You could eat rice, you could eat meat, you could eat potter. Sukkah, you can't get by with that. Because sukkah, you can't go 3 days without sleeping. Since it's a chiv to sleep in the sukkah, you're going to eventually have to sleep in the sukkah. So since there will definitely be at least one, two times during the 8 days, or 7 days really, of sukkahs, so you're certainly going to be chayv to be in there for at least a little bit. That's why they instituted a bracha on each and every time you engage in the mitzvahs of sukkah. Okay, let's go to the new Mishnah on the bottom. Says the Mishnah, Yeshna Miktasan, if some of the people in the Chabura fall asleep, Yochlu, you can continue eating. But if Kulan lo Yochlu, but if everybody falls asleep, you can't eat anymore. So why can't you eat anymore? So the Rashbam says in the Mishnah there, Yeshna Kulan lo Yochlu, im hischilu le'achel paschim v'yishnu. You start eating the Karim Pesach, and everybody falls asleep. Lo Yochlu, you cannot eat. Yenira, ki'ochel pischo, bebeiz mekomos. It seems as if you're eating in two different places. You eat a little bit, you fall asleep, you wake up again, start eating. That's it. Not really, but it's as if you're eating in two different places. So according to this, the Mishnah Berurah writes, that's not the Mishnah Berurah, the Rashbam writes, in the end, the same halacha would apply to matzah. Matzah bizman hazeh, the matzah which takes place of the Karban Pesach. So too, if you start eating your afikomen and then you fall asleep, you should not continue eating because it's modeled, it's a zecher to the Karban Pesach. You can't eat after falling asleep. However, the Ravid says it's not like a derabbanan thing, an appearance issue. He says it's a hesachadas. When it comes to kachim, when you're engaged in eating kachim, you can't have any hesachadas. If I'm eating the Karban Pesach and I doze off and fall asleep and everybody falls asleep, we've had a hesachadas that disqualifies the Karban Pesach. So according to this, they point out that according to the Ravid, this would only apply, Hesach Adas would only be a problem to the actual Karban Pesach. But when it came to the Matzah, this halach of Hesach Adas does not apply anymore. And one could still say, what do you mean? If the Afikoman was modeled after the Karban Pesach, all the Dinim should be modeled there as well. Okay, that next page, Kuf Chaf Amibes, the Mishnah continues. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Nisnamnu Yochlu, if there are people who are just dozing off, kind of like bopping their head, but not really falling asleep, we'll get to in a second what the definition of how do you define that, then they can continue eating. Nir Dimu, if they fall into a sleep, a real sleep, Lo Yochlu, then they can't eat. So it depends on how deep of a sleep they're in. Now, HaPesach Acher Chatzos, let's say you leave up with the carbon Pesach after midnight, the din is, Mitame Sedaim, it makes your hands tame. It becomes Nosar. We saw already that Nosar makes the hands Mitame Sedaim. HaPigel Va Nosar Mitame Sedaim. So the Mishnah quotes that halacha, which is found also, I imagine, in the Mishnah in Zvachim, I think, but it doesn't quote from there. We saw it already two times in Mesachas Pesachim. The din is, Pigel Nosar are Mitame the Yedaim. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Nisnamnu Yochlu Nidamu Lo Yochlu. Okay, when you're dozing off a little bit, just like fighting the sleep, that you could continue to eat. But if you really fall into a deep sleep, if everybody falls into a deep sleep, you cannot eat. So Heichi Dami Nisnamnu, what's the definition of
Nisnamnu? I think that Rabbi Yossi, according to here, is talking about even part.
Individual.
Because Rabbi Yossi Omer, Im Miktzat Bnei HaChavura Rak Nidnamnu.
Yes, I see Rashbam says that. Okay. So again, let me clarify then. Thank you. Rabbi Yossi says, when the Tanakhama says if certain individuals fall asleep, they could continue to eat as long as other people are up. Rabbi Yossi says, not true. Depends how deep of a sleep that individual is. The individual, mamish, falls asleep in a deep sleep, even though the others are still awake, he's disqualified. If he's nisnamnim, if he's kind of dozing off and fighting the sleep, then he can be continue eating. So, heichi dami nisnamnim. How do you define nisnamnim? This question comes up many times in Shas. The Mesorah Shas alone quotes four places, I think there might be more than four places, says the Gemara, Amar of Ashi, Nim velo nim, tir velo tir. So he's kind of sleeping, but not sleeping. He's kind of awake, not kind of awake. Could go into Karile Vani. You could call him and he'll respond to you. Velo yadu lahaduri svari. You could ask him a question, he could give you an answer, but he won't be awake enough to give you the proper, the explanation of the answer. V'chimidar chulei medar chen. And when you remind him, he'll remember that you woke him up. Because sometimes you person wake you up in the middle of the night, you won't remember in the morning. So this is, you're awake enough to remember, recall the story that you're woken. But okay, so that's the definition. Abaye have a Yosef kami di Rabba. Rabba, Abaye was sitting in front of Rabba. Chazad the kanim namni. He saw he was kind of dozing off. Amle minim kanamni mar. You're falling asleep. Amle minuma kanamni. V'tanan nisnamnu yochlu nirdam lo yochlu. So what's the big deal? So I'm bobbing my head a little bit. I'm falling asleep. I'm waking up. But I'm allowed to. Rabbi Yossi says that's not a problem. It does not disqualify you from eating the Karim Pesach, or probably in this case, the matzah, and therefore he could continue eating so long as you don't fall into a deep sleep.
That's the problem with having wine then.
Yeah.
Real one.
Yeah, that's why it's probably best to get the smallest share possible.
Yeah.
Like, I remember my in-laws have these, like, very nice cups they had, you know, from her grandmother, but they're huge.
Right. By the time you eat rough coals, you drink finished.
So we eventually got to the point where we convinced her to get smaller cups, but it's tough. Like, that was so they had this huge.
Right.
Pesach acher chatos metame sedaim. So Pesach after midnight is metame the hands. Alma mechatos havale nosar. So we see after midnight, it becomes nosar. You don't have until morning. You have only until chatos. Mantana, who's the opinion that it becomes nosar after chatos? I'm Rav Yosef, Rav Elazar ben Azar. You hopefully remember this from Brachos. The first mission Brachos references this discussion. So Rav Elazar ben Azar holds, after chatos, it becomes nosar. Detanya, v'achlu es abasar belayla hazeh. You eat the matzah, the Karim Pesach, that night. So what does it mean, that night? So Rav Elazar ben Azar, Omer, nemar kan belayla hazeh. It says in the context of eating Karim Pesach, belayla hazeh. It says also, Vavarti Beretz Mitzrayim v'layla hazeh. When the Kodesh Baruch Hu went through giving Makos b'choros, it says also v'layla hazeh. Malahalan al chatzos, afkan al chatzos. Just like Makos b'choros was al chatzos. It took place kachatzos halayla at midnight. So too, the eating of the Pesach, which also says layla hazeh, should also be up until chatzos. That's the proof of Rabbi Elazar ben Azarya. He holds chatzos as the end point, and that's why it becomes noser after that. Continuing the discussion, however, Amar lo Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says to Rabbi Elazar ben Azarya, "Lo nemar chipazon ad chas chipazon." Doesn't say you're supposed to eat it at chipazon until the moment of chipazon, until the moment where they quickly left Mitzrayim. Im kain, so when did they leave Mitzrayim? So Rashi has the whole discussion of brachos here, daf test, the back and forth between Rabbi Elazar ben Azarya and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva held that no, you can eat up until the morning because that's what chas chipazon. That's when they actually left. They left in the morning time. So that's when you have to eat the Karban Pesach. Imkain, according to Rabbi Kiva, ma tamalomer b'layla hazeh b'layla. Why does it say nighttime? Nighttime. Why does it say the Karban Pesach should be eaten at nighttime? So Yachal, you might think yenechal b'kachrim b'yom. You might think you can eat at night and daytime like any other kachrim. There's no kachrim that's eaten only at nighttime. Every kachrim has at least a time period during the day to eat it. So you would think maybe you could eat at nighttime and the next day. Tamalomer b'layla b'layla hu nechal v'eino nechal b'yom. No, this is a unique karban that only nighttime, but not the daytime. That's why it says Laila. But not to tell me a gzeira shava that it ends at chatzos. Now Rabbi Kiva, okay, that makes sense. But Rabbi Kiva, what's he going to do? A high hazeh, the word hazeh, my avilei. What is hazeh coming to teach me? It seems to be a strange word there. So mivaylei lamute laila acher hudasa. Coming to exclude another night. Only this night, laila hazeh, only this night, but you can't eat it the very next night. You would have thought whole Pesach kachrim kalim. There are a couple of the categories of karbanos. There's some things that are kachrim, and there's certain things that are kachrim kalim, a lesser level kachrim. What's a kachrim kalim? Shlomim is a typical example of kachrim kalim. So what's a lacha? So you would think so. Hoil Pesach kachrim kalim v'shlomim, kachrim kalim and shlomim is also kachrim kalim. What's a lacha by a shlomim? Ma shlomim ne'achalim l'shnei yom v'lal echad. The din of a shlomim is you shecht it in the morning. And then you could eat it that day, you could eat it that night, and eat it the next day. Right. 2 days and one night. So you would think, so af Pesach should also be quite similar. Okim leilos b'makom yom, switch the nights and the days. And say as follows, v'yenechel l'shnei leilos v'yom echad. Eat it one night, daytime, and one night. So shlomim is 2 days, one night. May Pesach should be 2 nights, one day. And that's what you would think. So, Kasrachmana Hazeh. Hazeh, no, only one night, only this night, but no other nights. So that's what Rabbi Kiva, how he learns this drasha. Now, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Amar Lecha, Milos Asur Ad Boker Nafka, what do you need that Hazeh for? The fact that the Pasuk says, don't leave it over until the morning, sounds like by morning time, it's Nosar ready. So you have one night, and then by the morning it becomes Nosar, there's no need to teach me the very next night you can't eat either. Once it becomes Nosar in the morning, certainly you can't eat it. Rabbi Kiva says back, "Ilo kazrach mana hazeh." Had the pasuk never used the word hazeh, have a mean of my boker, boker sheni. No, lo sasir ad boker. What does it mean? Don't leave it by the morning. Don't leave it till the second morning. But in echanan, you can eat it one night, one day, one night, and the second morning you should make into nosar. The fact that it calls a nosar, who says that refers to the first boker? Maybe it refers to the second boker. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah responds, "I'm lecha." Come on, Rabbi Kiva. Right. The cause of boker rishon. Yeah, it always means boker rishon. It never means boker sheni. So Rabbi Kiva doesn't have a response to that, at least here in the Gemara.
Right.
Now, according to Rabbi Kiva, there's a Gemara tells us in Brachos that there's a gzeira that even Rabbi Kiva agrees you cannot eat the Pesach ad chatzos. You have to eat it ad chatzos. They're concerned you might forget to eat it afterwards. I think the Rashbam talks about this. Rashbam, I think, in the long one, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he says that for Rabbi Kiva, who says fundamentally you could eat until the morning, the Chachamim, or Rabbi Kiva himself, created a harchaka that you should only eat it up until chatzos. Now, that's not so clear, though. The Rush apparently has a suffix in the back that he's not sure whether for Rabbi Kiva such a takana existed. And they basically have to read the Gemara and Brachos, how to shim that with the Gemara and Brachos. Now, in terms of Tumas Yadayim, for a moment, before we finish the Gemara here, in terms of Tumas Yadayim, the Achronim have the following question. The Gemara and Daf Yotes told us that they were not gozer in Tumas Yadayim, but Mikdash. In the base of Mikdash, they were not gozer in Tumas Yadayim. So how here were they gozer on Tumas Yadayim when it came to the Karban Pesach becoming a Nosar? So Chazanish explained that only the Beis HaMikdash was their concern. But remember, the Karban Pesach was also eaten outside the Beis HaMikdash. So if you had Nosar of the Karban Pesach outside the Beis HaMikdash, it would be Matami Yadayim. If the Karban Pesach was Nosar, if you're eating it in the Beis HaMikdash, Einachanami, it would not be Matami Yadayim.
Why is that? Why within... What's the difference that if it's inside or outside than with the rest of the noisar?
That's how the gzera was made. I'm not sure why.
But that's every korban, but that's noisar within the Beis HaMikdash is not metame yadayim.
I think the chazan any when it went the tumas yadayim of gzera of the noisar pigo that Chacham instituted such a tumah such a right. Tumah that gzera did not exist in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, now for Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Although he says you eat the Karban Pesach up until Chatzos, there is a discussion whether you could still eat afterwards. So there's an Oris Sameach and a Brisker Rabbah, which say, I forget, there's a Kasha, Tosfos has a Kasha somewhere. They end up saying that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah thinks there are really two dinim when it comes to the Karban Pesach. There's one din that you have to eat it, and the second din has to be eaten. So they say that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the din of you eating it, you're chiv to eat it, you have up until Chatzos. So let's say I ate my kezayis, I've been yotzei my Pesach, I've been yotzei before Chatzos, great. But let's say Chatzos comes and I haven't finished it, or the Karban Pesach hasn't been finished yet. So they say you can continue to eat it because there's a second din of having the Karban Pesach being nechel. So there are two different din that are going on. The din of, again, me eating it, that has to be eaten. I have to eat something before Chatzos. It being eaten can take place until the morning. Okay, let's finish the Gemara now. So Amar Rava, Ochal Matzah Bizman Hazeh Acher Chatzos. The Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah lo yotzei dechavasa. He says eating matzah bizman hazeh afternoon, after midnight rather, then according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah you're not yotzei your matzah. Mar says pshita, that's obvious. We just said already that it's only up to chatzos and matzah bizman hazeh is modeled. The afikomen at least is modeled after the Karban Pesach, so that's pashut. The kaven this kish lepesach kepesach dami. So mahu the same. What would you have thought? Ha afki kra me'akesha. The pasuk removes it from the hekesh. Remember, we said before, how do you know bisman hazeh? There's an independent chiv of eating matzah midderaisa bisman hazeh because it says be'erev tochel matzos. So that pasuk completely removes matzah from the pesach. So you're right; the pesach itself can't be eaten until it can only be eaten up until midnight. But matzah has a completely independent pasuk, and you can eat it after chatzos. K'mashmalan dechi ahadre kral the mosa k'maisa ahadre. So the pasuk says be'erev tochel matzos that has independent chiv. It really is working based on the idea with all the dinim connecting matzah to Pesach. So therefore, even according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the afikomen must be eaten prior to chatzos. Okay, so we could stop here if you guys want. We still have 15 minutes. We could try to aim to finish the Masechta right now, or we could wait.
No, because Elliot gives tomorrow morning.
Okay, fine. So, just because a few lines if people want it, but we could stop here if anyone
Unless
wants.
Unless everybody else wants, I'm okay with it.
Let's finish it Monday.
Okay.
Yeah, Monday we're going to finish the last...
It's only a few lines.
Yeah.